Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, the good Dr. Scott Bradley in the house. This is the broadcast for December the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our 2 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Dr. Bradley, welcome to this Monday beautiful day broadcast, sir.
It is indeed a beautiful day, but it is also frosty up in my neck of the woods anyway, 18 degrees right now. So, you know, that's, I guess, to be expected in December. But it sure doesn't look like Christmas. I mean, the snowfall has been slow, and I'm wondering, you know, if a drought has been proclaimed. I don't know.
Yeah, for me, it's a little cooler. It's actually 15 outside.
Is it really? Boy, I'm in a banana belt now.
There you have it. Kurt, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Amen to that. All right. The mainstream press says this, Dr. Bradley. Biden officially secures enough votes to become president. California certifies its presidential electors on Friday. I guess it was 55, and they say now that brings Joe's tally to 279. And I find that interesting against the backdrop of all we know about the elections and the fraud and the different discussions to be had. You want to respond to that first?
You know, I mean, surprise, surprise, oh my goodness, newsflash, California certifies for Biden. I mean, who didn't predict this 25 years ago? I mean, well, maybe not 25, but at least 10. I mean, we have got to be fools to think that this thing is just something that we've all got to just bow down and take a knee on. California has been that stronghold for the socialist movement for so long, it's not even funny. But, yeah, sure, they have 53 congressmen, two senators for a total of 55, and yep, indeed. And anybody, I mean, I didn't look at the news reports on election night, but my guess is they could have turned that one into a blue state before the election even started. So I'm not a bit surprised, but yes, indeed, there is much smoke and potentially much fire that's out there still, and the lame brain media has been basically trumpeting, maybe that's not a good term, anyway, they've been proclaiming the victory of Biden since early election night, Tuesday, the November 3rd, and so, yeah, it's their word that this is it, it's done, and really, the way they're spinning this is so diabolical that if it does get overturned in all of the activities that are going on, there'll be a revolutionary response by the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter and all of the Marxist origins kind of movements, and it will be violent. I'm predicting if it does get overturned,
it'll be violent. Probably either way. Sad to say, I'm predicting now. I believe it's really the media is the reason that President Trump can't get to the truth on this. We've already got plenty of evidence. You got the Fox leader Tucker Carlson and others saying, "Hey, there's no evidence." They lie. There is plenty of evidence. But unless you can get the media to tell the truth enough where the average American can get it, see, the average American can't put enough pressure on anybody to make a difference because they don't know the details of the truth because the mainstream press has a virtual blackout, not only a blackout on the truth, but a manipulation telling the fake news lies over and over. So I told you about the mainstream press saying, hey, Joe just got enough electoral votes or whatever, 55 in California. Now he's got 279. Therefore, he's officially the winner. But you're not officially the winner, ladies and gentlemen, until all the states are certified, number one. And number two, until the Electoral College votes. And number three, until you clear up any allegations of fraud or redress of grievances expected by the President of the United States. And I'll make the point with several headlines that contrast the mainstream press's lies. Here they are. Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp calls for a signature audit after smoking gun video surfaces. So even Kemp wasn't backing the truth, but now forced to, by a smoking gun video that came out. President Donald Trump's legal team on Sunday now got permission from a judge and now is they began forensic analysis on 22 voting machines in Michigan after a judge in the state allowed them to do so, saying, hey, there's enough smoke here. Now, Giuliani's calling it a big win for honest elections. Joe Kovacs writes the article on WND.com. I don't trust Giuliani. And what I think that they're going to always say is, yeah, there's vote fraud. Yeah, there were problems with the machines. Yeah, there were everything everybody's alleging is true, but not enough to move the needle, not enough to change the game. That's how they're going to try to lie and wiggle their way out of this. But the next headline says this. Kurt, they got a video now. Georgia vote counters, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. There are videos basically showing the vote counters reaching up under tables after almost everybody disappeared. About four of them remained, pulling out suitcases, what looked like to be suitcases with ballots, and just basically going ahead with tabulating or counting those ballots.
So after the media leave and after a lot of the different count folks were told to leave because they were going to stop counting, they literally waited until everybody was gone. They pulled suitcases out from under desks and started recounting. They did this in full knowledge and it got all caught on video to the point where now Georgia Governor Kemp vote suitcase video concerning. It'd be good for the Secretary of State to explain exactly what's going on. The answer is you'd have to say vote fraud, Kurt.
Well, it's pretty. It's like, what about that nose on your face? I mean, it's there, and there's so many of these instances. I think you're just up in the night if you don't recognize that. And now, in a late breaking piece from yesterday, the Trump campaign is now asking that the Georgia folks will just redo the election. It says the headline or the piece from Western Journal says to allow Georgia's presidential election results to stand uncontested and its presidential electors chosen based upon election results that are erroneous, unknowable, not in accordance with the election code, and unable to be replicated with certainty constitutes a fraud upon petitioners and the citizens of Georgia, an outcome that is unlawful and must not be permitted. Respondents, the bottom line is they request another election.
Not a recount, but a redo, another election. The problem that I have with that whole idea is that there's no hope that we'll have an honest election the second go round unless they put some real change in place, which they're not even really openly discussing. Dr. Bradley?
You know, it's astounding to me, utterly, completely, and totally astounding to me that this is being spun in a partisan manner. This is everything that hinges. I mean, we're at a hinge point in America right now, and if we can't have free elections, honest elections, that are not tainted with fraud, and they have been for many, 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 many decades, but the fact of the matter is, this is at a level that is massive. And I don't care if you're Republican, a Democrat, a Constitution Party, a Green Party, Libertarian, whomever. This thing should be at the forefront of our brain and our tongue because America really hinges on whether or not the vote is going to be something that we can trust. Now, you know, I've called for a thing in Congress. Now, Congress has investigative powers and responsibilities. And they have done it in the past. Now, they've been whitewashed, dog and pony eyewash shows, you know, in the Warren Commission, for example, or the 9/11 Commission reports. I mean, I've got them sitting right here with me. If you want to read grand fiction at the highest level, read those things. They really are travesties. But there needs to be a bipartisan or tripartisan or all across the nation a movement to get to the bottom of this because at stake truly is whether or not this nation will remain and keep its constitution and everything. I know the Constitution is just, in terms of its daily operation, skeletal remains because of the way both parties that are in power have abused it. But we've got to start pushing this back. And if all Americans aren't involved in this, they are absolutely complicit in the destruction of the nation.
And they, hold on a minute, Doctor. I just want to point this out, though. They are to some degree. But you know what? With the mainstream press the way it is, I don't think most people are getting the information that we're telling you. For example, I led with this highlight from the mainstream press. Hey, Biden officially secures enough votes. He just got 55 from California. He got, you know, the required 279, more than 270. The average American believes, you know what, there's a weird allegation of vote fraud because Donald's crazy. Other than that, there's nothing really to this because the mainstream press simply has a blackout and they simply lie about the details, okay? And they'll say things like, I'll give you an example. It'll say Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp calls for a signature audit after smoking video. That's the headline I have. So Kemp's now concerned where he wasn't before. But here's the way the mainstream will write it. They'll say something like this. Kemp appeases extremists by looking into a fake video or an unsubstantiated video or a video that's not credible. And they'll go like that to the point where the public really can't get the truth unless they seek for it and listen to places like Liberty Roundtable Live. There's a few others doing the, telling the truth about this. But how responsible can the nation be without a media that can tell them what's really going on? That's why I believe if we had enough media, Trump would win because we would expose the fraud. We'd create accountability. The people would demand it if they just knew. Your thoughts in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, so I'm maintaining that the people are somewhat responsible, no doubt. But I'm saying to you, without the appropriate media to tell the people the truth, it's going to be very tough for the average American to understand and stand for the truth. It's hard to really hold the American people too accountable when they can't even get the information that they would need to make an informed decision. What do you say to that, Dr. Bradley?
You know, I've always said that we, the people, have the responsibility to maintain our liberty. And if the people are unwilling to do it, we're going to get the kind of government we deserve. And honestly, I think that we have become so complacent, so complicit, so completely disconnected that we're in grave danger at this point. It's time for all Americans. I mean, you know, you say, well, how do you do that? Well, the fact of the matter is, you're trying hard to do it. I'm trying hard to do it. There's some out there trying hard to do it. But unless Americans are willing to kind of, you know, dig in and make this kind of, it's not just a line in the sand, it's got to be more than a trench in the sand, it's got to be more than a bunker, this thing has got to take on a proportion of movement among the people. And you know, it's kind of like, you know, Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, that he says, you tell a lie big enough and long enough, it becomes the truth. That's what the lame brain media has done. They have obtained, and you speak of this often, about how they basically obtained the organs of communication in this nation. But people have got to start using that God-given intellect and that brain that's there and start doing their own research. And yes, I have to admit that not only the media and the political parties, but also the education system, everything has collaborated. It's a perfect storm to bring about this apathy that seems to be sweeping the nation among a great many Americans. I hope and pray that there'll be enough of a percentage there to move the needle and get some good things happening again, though. But yeah, I mean, maybe you don't remember because you weren't there. Neither was I, in fact.
But I struggle with that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, in 1903, when the Communist Party was having a big convention, the Menshevik and the Bolshevik movements came out of this. And Menshevik means minority in Russian, and Bolshevik means majority. They had a couple of minor disagreements over some organizational things, and the Lenin side won on those little disagreements, and they started calling themselves the majority. Oh, well, the majority wants it. Everybody must be for it. Now, yeah, whether it's a COVID thing or it's this political election thing or some other stupid idiot thing that we're being distracted on, we kind of tend to go with the majority, if you will, as Americans. And honestly, there wasn't hardly a dime's worth of difference between the Mensheviks and Bolsheviks in some of those disagreements, but the Bolsheviks capitalized on it by making it sound like it's an overwhelming tidal wave. Oh, yeah, Biden's been elected. You know, I mean, you can see the transition to that. And they make everybody say, get on the bandwagon, man. We've got to move forward with this. It's time to do it. And you've got so many in both parties and on the political spectrum and the media spectrums that have sided with the Bolsheviks, so-called, that haven't really looked at the issues.
And you've even got clowns, in my opinion, in the Senate with serious, serious power and influence in media coverage, but they lack knowledge. Ted Cruz and
they
the
lack
news,
principle.
Kurt. Amen.
Say that again, Sam, for me.
Ted Cruz in the news.
Very good. The headline reads, Ted Cruz calls Linwood a clown who is trying to mislead Georgia voters. You know, it was kind of sad to see that apparently he's not even aware of who Linwood is. You know, you see this kind of thing, I mean, occasionally when the individuals just are unaware. But they say he was trying to mislead Georgians. What I heard from Lynn Wood was, you know, silly to vote on the same systems that already have misled you or caused you problems.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word silly, but I know what you're saying.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy is the word I would use. I'm saying is it's not just like, oh, that's an opinion. That's just kind of goofy. That's not really good. This is serious business, folks. Now, here's the problem. Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, and Matthew Staver of Liberty Council, all three are carrying the same ball about this. So really, when he attacks Lynn Wood, when Ted Cruz attacks Lynn Wood, he's really attacking all three of those attorneys. And in my opinion, Matthew Staver is one of the greatest attorneys in modern times, Dr. Bradley.
Well, let's just say for a second here, you know, Americans tend to, you know, unless you're on the real, real, real fringe, tend to become something of a, well, let's reason about this, let's talk about this, let's kind of sit back and let's see how it plays out, blah, blah, blah. But this passion that you might see in some of these individuals that are pushing this, that really isn't something that we ought to be, you know, if it's a passion for proper government and liberty and everything, that's something that's good. And what some of these people play up on is the idea that, oh, no, these guys, oh, they're just rabble-rousers. They're up there shaking their fist and waving their finger and waving their arms and everything else like that, so they must be whacked out. Well, sometimes a passion for something that is absolutely a principle-based solution, the presentation needs to be looked beyond when you look at the principles that are involved. And so, yeah, but I think guys like Ted Cruz are responding to this idea that, well, we've got to tone this down, we've got to dial it back, we've got to, you know, button down our collar a little bit, and make sure that our tie's straight before we move ahead with this. But we really truly are the hinge point, as I said earlier, at this nation. And I believe that that it's time that Americans got a little bit of passion for what this nation was founded on. And and yes, we need reasoned, intelligent, articulate, principled leaders to kind of take this and move forward with it. But just because somebody has a little passion for liberty doesn't make them a wacko, you know. And I think that's what some of these you know, high-priced spread people are that are sitting in high political places are trying to they're playing off.
And the sad part is when Ted Cruz dovetails with the media to tell this story, then hey, most people just think, oh, Linwood's a whack. But what you got to realize, you're talking about Linwood, Sidney Powell, and Matthew Staver all on the same page with this, and those are very well-known, very educated attorneys. They would never put their reputations on the line. There's a bigger story here that Ted Cruz just obliterated single-handedly as a Republican, as a senator, as somebody from the South. You put all that together, and the damage is epic. Kurt?
Well, what you have go ahead, Kurt. I was just going to say that what they do is he gives them a soundbite that they can run with, and that soundbite is
right.
The only thing most Americans are going to see.
Yeah, in the Breitbart piece, it says, quote, I guess Cruz wrote, "I don't know who this clown is," but by saying that, he should say, well, I'm not really equipped to comment about this at all. But then he goes on, he says, "But anyone saying America would be better off with Chuck Schumer as majority leader, producing huge tax increases, the Green New Deal, massive amnesty, and a packed Supreme Court destroying the Bill of Rights is trying to mislead the people of Georgia." By the way, you know, Mr. Cruz, none of those was said by Lynn Wood. And what Lynn said was, "They have not earned your vote." Talking about the two senators there from Georgia, he says, "Don't you give it to them. Why would you go back and vote in another rigged election, for God's sake? Fix it. You got to fix it." And, you know, as far as I can see, that's correct, isn't it?
Well, and that just shows what a clown poor old, you know, Ted Cruz is. But it also shows the point that I'm making about the media. Most folks are going to see that soundbite, and they're going to say, hey, you know what? Ted Cruz is a conservative. So am I. He represents the Republicans. And, you know, I don't know about this Lynn whacked out guy. And people aren't going to get the real story at all. But, man, that's missing the boat. And that's kind of my point. It's hard for me to hold the people responsible when that's all they get.
And there's some reports that say, basically, even from Breitbart, that say that Lynn Wood contributed to the Democrat Party and that kind of thing. This is down further in the article. It says, "Records show that Wood has voted in every general election dating back to 2000. Also show that Wood has not voted in a Republican primary since 2004, but requested Democrat ballots in the 06, 08, 2010, and 2018 primary elections," Breitbart News reported. "That means that even when Trump was president in the 2018 midterm elections, Wood requested a Democrat primary ballot in Georgia and voted for Democrats in the primary in the state while Trump was universally backing Republicans there. Wood also did not request a primary ballot at all in 2016 or 2020, both years in which Trump was on the ballot in the Republican primaries." There's some comments from Wood that refute this as well. So, you know, I'm just kind of wondering about where things all are. But
I'll tell you where things all are. The mainstream press is so manipulative that people can't vote for the truth. That's all. And even if they do vote for the truth, they get frauded out of it. The problem is we don't have enough wherewithal to set the record straight.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Yeah.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania has certified its election results, but 64 state Republicans have signed a letter Friday urging Congress to not commit to the state's 20 electoral votes for Democrat Joe Biden. Senator Pat Toomey, a frequent critic of President Trump, vowed he will not be objecting to Pennsylvania's slate of electors. Democrat State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta called the Republican signatories hostages of their own misinformation campaign. Some legal scholars are siding with Trump campaign, saying the legislature was unlawfully overwritten on election law by Democrat leaders and their friends in the state courts. With mounting voter fraud evidence, the sworn testimony from poll workers, the video from inside State Farm Arena in Georgia in the middle of the night, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says Georgia has a responsibility.
That the founding fathers gave to our legislatures. They're the ones who are supposed to select the president, not the governors, not the board of elections. They're the ones who have the constitutional obligation to decide on the electors. So in Georgia, they're going to do that.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Two Washington state women thought derailing a train was a good idea. USA Radio News Val Dior explains.
Two Bellingham, Washington women are accused of terrorism after a shunt was placed on train tracks in Whatcom County, an act that could cause a train to derail or decouple, endangering the public, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. That DOJ press release describes how a shunt disrupts the low-level electrical current on the tracks and can disable various safety measures. Ellen Brennan Reich is 23 years old and Samantha Francis Brooks is 27. The two were arrested on the BNSF railway tracks near Bellingham and charged with a terrorist attack and other violence against a railroad. There have been 41 incidents involving shunts since January 2020 in Washington State. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Bellingham, Washington is on the I-5 near the Canadian border. Two Monday night football games tonight, Bills at 49ers and Washington at Pittsburgh. First game is at 5 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Very good, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being alongside here on Liberty Roundtable from the Loving Liberty Radio Network. Sam and, well, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and Dr. Scott Bradley on the program with you. We were just talking about the comment that Ted Cruz made, apparently, on a Breitbart piece where he wasn't aware of Lynn Woods. Then later in the Breitbart piece, Lynn Wood, the, pretty impressive attorney from Georgia, was accused of basically being a Democrat, I guess you could say, supporter. And they say that Wood has donated, more than $40,000 over the course of more than a decade to Democrats at the federal and state level. Kind of makes you think of the accusations against the president in the past. And then it says Wood refuted Breitbart's news report, insisting he supports President Donald Trump despite contradicting the president's calls for voters to turn out for Perdue and Loeffler. He says, quote, Breitbart is dishonest. Historically, I am nonpartisan. This year, I was partisan because I love at real Donald Trump. He wrote listing various Republicans to whom he has recently donated. The president himself reportedly called Wood and attorney Sidney Powell, who has been working alongside Wood, and said that while he appreciated them fighting for election integrity, they should stop telling Georgia voters to boycott the runoff election. Trump has repeatedly urged Georgians to vote for Perdue and Loeffler.
Yeah, you should continue to vote in the corrupt system and just keep that corrupt system up and running, don't you think, Dr. Bradley?
You know, I'll comment something a little bit about Georgia politics. Some states are a real enigma. Well, the whole nation is right now to me. It's kind of like universal insanity. But in Georgia, there was a guy elected a number of decades ago. His name was Larry McDonald. He was a Democrat. He was a physician. He wore out shoe leather going door to door trying to get people to understand what was at stake and everything else like that. He got to Congress. He was put in Congress. And he was really making a difference. He was a Democrat. He was probably one of the most principled Congress persons, if you will, in Congress in recent decades. You know, Ron Paul would have to be in there, too. Ron Paul was a libertarian, basically. This guy was a Democrat. Larry McDonald was the lead guy in the John Birch Society, and he was making such a difference because he became kind of a go-to guy. I mean, one vote. Oh, what can one vote do? But people were coming to him and saying, hey, Larry, what do you think about this issue? What do you think about that issue? And while he was in Congress, the Congress was decidedly moving towards a more constitutional platform. He was making a difference. Now, he was shot down in KAL 007. I believe he was the target that was purposely done. And you remember all of the phony baloney nonsense that happened in the United Nations and Ronald Reagan and all that kind of stuff. But that American congressman was shot down, and I believe it was to remove him from office. Now, so he was a Democrat. And this gets back to what I was saying earlier. This isn't a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or a Constitution or a Green Party issue. This is an issue of restoring America.
Dr. Now, Bradley, honesty is the issue.
True. True. It truly is. So, yeah, we need to recognize that principle, truth, I mean, I've told you many times, in front of me every time I'm sitting here on the radio with you is a plaque I have. There is but one straight course, and that is to seek truth and pursue it steadily. And that's George Washington's affirmation. I believe we need to do this. And if truth comes from a given source, I don't discount it because it has an R or a D or an L or whatever behind it.
Amen.
I believe that truth should be pursued, and I believe that if we're directed in the right pathway with good and caring Americans, we can come back. I mean,
yes, we can, but the Republicans are shooting themselves in the foot, though, with Ted Cruz attacking Lynn Woods, with President Trump saying Lynn Woods and Sidney Powell, they shouldn't, you know, really expose the fraud to that degree. What they're saying is, hey, don't tell people not to vote in the elections. But if you listen to Perdue has an interesting statement, and I want to square this with the Republicans. Kurt?
Very good, Sam. Yeah, the headline from Breitbart says, Perdue signature matching anomalies that happened in November cannot happen in January.
Okay, so for Perdue to call them anomalies, just downplays it to the point where it's no big deal. There was a glitch here or there, no big deal. And that it can't happen again in January. Well, if you listen to the Trump administration, and Giuliani and the other lawyers, or Perdue, it's not really a big deal. We just got to stop it from happening in January. If you believe in what Sidney Powell and Lynn Woods and Matt Staver and others are saying, this is too big to ignore. It will happen again. You won't be able to stop it. The fraud is so pervasive, so large, that we need to really do the elections over, and we need to go back to paper ballots or do something drastic to put people in prison. If we just go, oh, it was an anomaly, and we can't have those anomalies happen again, we're not really taking on the real issue. This reminds me of the talk show host, Kurt, that I've always complained about. They bring you to the point where they admit there's trouble, but they never bring you to the point of real solutions, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and you're exactly right. And now do you want to go over the Patrick Byrne one?
Sure.
Okay. The headline from... this is the IB Times, and it says, who is Patrick Byrne, Overstock founder, under fire after claiming he can save election? Megan Manning writes the piece. It's from the 28th of November. Says a Trump supporter and conservative says he can gather a team of hackers and crackers. to save the election and have Trump become president again. Patrick Byrne, the founder of Overstock.com, is no stranger to controversial topics. He was asked to step down as CEO of the company last year when he had a relationship with a Russian spy, and now he's claiming he knows how to fix the fraud in the election. I never heard about the Russian spy thing, but anyway, it says, like Trump's accusations, so you can tell how this thing's going, but it says Byrne believed that the Democrats had something to do with the election and how Joe Biden had so many votes. He told YouTube channels and various podcasts this past week that he has funded an army of hackers, cyber sleuths, and people with odd skills to crack the fraud, according to the Daily Beast. His claims were again similar to those of the Trump administration's. He explains how the voting machines were compromised or miscounted, but has, they say, no proof of this. There's no evidence, they say, whatsoever, and it goes on. But the bottom line is, Patrick Byrne, you know, he jumped into the middle of things here in Utah with the choice in the education thing a while back, and he's putting some money where his mouth is, Sam.
There you have it. So, Dr. Bradley, that's kind of what I'm saying, is that it's very tough for the average American to even get a handle on what's really true, what's not, what's going on. It's hard for them to be incensed. I mean, I'm not in Georgia. There's not much I can do about Georgia or many of these states that are contested in Utah. They say it's not contested. I'm not so sure that's true, that we have honest elections in Utah either. And Utah kind of backing away from it, saying, hey, we don't want to get scrutinized here.
Well, indeed, I'm confident that Utah has corruption as much as any other state. I mean, it's but you know, it's, you notice how everybody puts this if they're opposed to something. Oh, you have no proof. Well, what's proof? Well, proof would be something proven without a shadow of a doubt in a court system, and until that happens, there's no proof. Well, the fact of the matter is, evidence leads you in a direction, and you pursue the evidence until you come up with what really is the truth, and everybody should be saying, let's follow any evidence we've got. This is an American survival moment.
And that's why I say that I don't see how we can allow the mainstream press to stand and say, hey, because, you know, there was a certification in California by whacked out Newsom and others that, hey, you know what, Trump now lost and Biden now won. And wait a minute, we've got the Electoral College. We've got other states that haven't certified. We've got a situation where, you know what, Biden even promised in the debate that he would not declare victory until all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed. You got to solve these lawsuits, these allegations. You've got to have the Electoral College vote. You got to have all states certify. And then, you know what, if those certifications are contested, that's another discussion. We're not even close to done yet, if you're honorable, sir.
No, the election has not occurred. It has not occurred. That's a plain and simple fact. I mean, what happened was a selection in the November 3rd thing that will lead to electors and the electors leading to the election and those counting the votes and everything. The election hasn't occurred. And it's interesting to me, as I think back, Hillary Clinton admonished in the strongest of terms that Joe Biden never concede the victory until everything was all said and done. And here's Trump doing it, and they're saying, oh, that poor loser. I mean, he wants to pick up the ball and go home. He's the one that's he's throwing a tantrum and everything like that. But Hillary Clinton was the one that admonished Joe Biden to never, ever, under any circumstances, concede the election. And so it's not done until it's done. And I fear that the way the media is playing it is going to end up in some real challenging circumstances for the whole nation, regardless
not,
of how it
not because
out.
There's not fraud, not because the truth isn't there, but because the people can't get the truth. And yeah, so you got the swamp in bed with the media, and I'm afraid even with the truth, it's not enough to overcome it without the people engaged. We'll talk about it. Sam Curtin, a good doctor on the radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, Dr. Bradley, Kirk Crosby, Sam Bushman. So I'm just saying, hey, with the media in bed with a swamp, you know what? It might be too much for a few of us patriots to overcome. It's hard for the average American to get the truth and know what's going on. I'll tell you that right now. It's certainly hard for them to push for what's right when they can't even get the news to know what's right and what's going on. Republican congressional candidate in the news, Kirk.
Hey, Sam and Kurt, just a minute. Before you go on, something just struck me.
Uh-huh.
Today's the 79th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor thing, okay?
Yes,
and so here we have a sneak attack, a dastardly attack, a day of infamy, if you will, that was exercised on America. There were people in high places. I think there's enough evidence that I can strongly state that and defend it, that people in high places in this nation were complicit in that. It was an attack that was carried out by those that were seeking to destroy the nation. And here we are, 79 years from that, and we're under a sneak attack. People in high places, the deep state, this media thing that we're talking about, it was an effort that was well thought out, well planned. FDR was not surprised by this thing. In fact, he goaded this thing to happen. This whole thing that's happening to America right now, in my mind, it's analogous to the Pearl Harbor thing and as a much greater threat to that. Now, just I throw that out for people to think about, because the people that have done this would not hesitate to take any virtue, any life, anything of principle or purity or anything. They would sully anything to destroy what this nation is. And I think that Pearl Harbor was an isolated incident with people in high places. But this is a similar thing, and it's so broadly based. It's hard to not pick up the analogy. But maybe your listeners can think about that through the day as we commemorate the 79th anniversary, as we watch a day of infamy go down that is smeared over so far, over a month since then, and I think it's going to last a lot longer. Anyway, go on with your discussion. It was just a thought that came across my little pea brain here as I was sitting here thinking, man alive, this is as dastardly and a day of infamy as much as anything that happened to Pearl Harbor.
My response is sad tale to tell, but a truism, and that, again, they, because of the media and the swamp, we didn't have the ability to get the truth out on that one enough to have the people demand different results. And this is kind of the problem that I'm seeing. The pattern that I'm seeing is, hey, I just can't expect the people to get it right when they can't get the information. And I can't expect us to, have honest elections. This is what the people have allowed secret combinations to get above them to such a degree to where now I don't have a whole lot of confidence that it could be overturned unless we start doing the right things. If we become moral as a people, if we demand accountability in the media, if we drain the swamp by electing people that are constitutional, I'm not saying we could never change it, but we're not going to change it on just a wing and a prayer. A prayer is vital, but you got to back it up by showing the Lord you're serious. In other words, you got to make your prayers take flight with action on your own side and do your very best and trust in Almighty for the rest. But a Republican candidate's in trouble now, Kurt.
Very good, Sam. Let's see. I'm trying to see which one that one is. The one that may lose now. You know how they've talked about the you got to just keep counting until you win. And in this case, this story is coming to us from the Western Journal. Randy DeSoto says Republican congressional candidate may now lose after 55 uncounted ballots were found. That's
the bottom line is you got fraud on the local level. The point that we're getting at is this isn't fraud just at the presidential level. It's fraud all up and down the system, and it affects every state. I don't know if it affects every race, because I think they're smart enough not to commit fraud in the ones they don't need to. And so there you have it. But the fraud is at an all-time high in elections. And the problem is the truth doesn't seem to matter. Courts don't seem to care. Legislative bodies don't seem to care. They just seem to minimize it and say, hey, not a big deal. And the people without knowledge and without the truth can't really do much about it is the sad part about that reality check we seem to be facing. What's this one? Project Veritas, Kurt.
Very good, Sam. And if you're unfamiliar with Project Veritas, ladies and gentlemen, it's a guy named James O'Keefe, and he, along with a number of, I'd call them pretty intrepid individuals, they go in and undercover, do news stories or news. I guess you could say just get some real news. And in this case, they went in and the headline reads, Project Veritas strips CNN naked. It says Project Veritas expose of CNN's behind-the-scenes conference calls shows that the network's slogan should be, we won't fully report so you can't knowledgeably decide. And it goes along with what you're saying, Sam. But it's interesting how... there's so few people that I think really make a difference one way or the other. There were very few in the founding era and very few, I think, at this time. But hopefully people like James O'Keefe and others, along with Liberty Council, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, some of those different folks are teaming up with people that will make a difference. Dr. Scott Bradley working hard, you as well. That's where
the only part of this headline I have a problem with is they say, hey, the corrupt media is greatest threat to democracy. It's not a threat to democracy, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a democracy, okay?
Good point.
And you can say this is a small point, Sam. You're playing games with words. And I would say, no, you're playing games with words. It's a huge point. And you're either ignorant or you're doing it intentionally. I don't know which. And I don't care. We need to set the record straight. And let's do it by this newly elected congresswoman. I think she can help us understand the truth here. Kurt?
Good point, Sam. This newly elected congresswoman is, from Rifle, Colorado. And she basically, that's the one we're talking about, right, Sam?
Well, it says this. I don't know how many you have that start out and say newly elected congresswoman. But this one says newly elected congresswoman. Who grew up in the Soviet Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She gives a stark warning about socialism. And I bring this up because it's the real answer, folks, to knowing the truth.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, that's right.
Do you have a lot of those ones like that?
No, I just wasn't on the right page for where you wanted me to go. Sorry about
that. Yeah, this is the one that she really has a clue what she's talking about here, Kurt.
She's
a native
of... That's right. She's a native of Eastern Europe. Victoria Spartz, Spartz, has seen life under socialism up close and knows the damage it can do. She's a newly elected American congresswoman. She's in a position to stop it from destroying the United States. She was the underdog winner of a race in Indiana's 5th congressional district to replace a retiring rep there. In an interview, the Ukraine native explained why she got into politics in her adopted country. She said, I grew up in a socialist country. I grew up in socialism. I saw what happens when it runs out of money, and it's not pretty. There's There's a new star, we hope.
Well, and in my opinion, in somebody Congress. Speaking out who we should really be listening to. But again, will the mainstream press get that info, Doctor?
I'll tell you what. It's funny you bring up this Ukrainian connection. The other day, my wife and I were down and out with a shopping spree. You know, you have to buy groceries occasionally. And there was an unmasked woman that was in a store that, and my wife struck up a conversation with her, like, oh, thank you for not wearing a mask. At any rate, this woman had a very, very heavy accent. We spent, I don't know if it was 2 hours, probably an hour, hour and a half, something like that, talking with this woman. She was from Ukraine, and you should have heard her blistering analysis of what America is doing. And the masked bandit thing, the shutdowns, the business destruction, the social distancing. She said, this is right out of the playbook of how they lived under the communist Soviet world. And here's someone that tasted it, smelled it up close, and experienced it in every way possible. And she was absolutely livid about what America was doing. She's been here for a few years now. And she said, we're on the path that the Ukraine and all these other former Soviet satellite countries followed. And she says, you Americans are too stupid to see it. I mean, she was just on a roll. And so, yes, if the people have smelled it and tasted it and lived it, some of these people are terrified with what this nation is doing and this panic-demic thing that's a phony baloney approach to destroy everything American is, and actually literally facilitated the destruction of our election. And it was purposely planned, I believe. But at any rate, all of this stuff is being carried out purposely. And it's done by people that do not have the best interests of regular Americans. They do not have a love of this country, and they're in high places. And I would put our governor right there in the state of Utah. And I think our future governor, the elect, is going to be worse than he is. So, yes, these things are happening. And you bring up a Ukrainian woman. People that have escaped from Ukraine are speaking out when we get give them a chance. And I'm glad we got a congressperson there that's going to maybe be able to bring this to the forefront because she's lived it.
Well, and this is where I say, though, you know, how many people will hear her comments? How many people will really hear about the truth about masks to where they know masks are completely bogus and they don't work? And, you know, we play the soundbite from the doctor in Canada. You know, Rand Paul has been speaking out pretty boldly on the congressional floor in the Senate. But how many people really hear that? Most people just hear over and over and over, you have no choice. Mask is your only way. And they don't have the truth. They can't embrace something they don't know about. And so I don't mean to keep hammering this point home, but I don't see how we're going to change the game until we get the word out to where enough people can stand together.
You know, it's interesting to me. I guess I kind of live in my own little world. I've gone on with my life, and we breathe the fresh air, and we enjoy the sunshine and God's great creation and everything like that. And so for me, I find it difficult to understand the terror that most people that are in the lame brain media mode. They watch the news, they go to public education, they hear the speeches by the governor and so on and so forth. And I had an experience yesterday and actually last Sunday too that just absolutely almost left me despondent because of how despondent so many people are that are believing that oh, ain't it awful, we're all going to die. And I hear young people, beautiful young people, 14 years old, that are saying they're going to kill themselves. These things are absolutely disgusting to me, and we have put this nation in such a bucket of hurt, so much despair, so much hopelessness, and it's just a death spiral, and it's being fed by the media. And I think we need to look up. God's plan is a joyous plan. We're part of a universe. Our body is a part of a system that was designed to weather these kinds of storms.
Amen to that. Let me finish by saying this, Dr. Bradley, and I hate to take the last line, but I've got to. Last night I watched a devotional from the First Presidency or the Apostles and Prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It was called their Christmas Devotional. You can find it, churchofjesuschrist.org. and it'll be available there where you can watch it. And I'm telling you, if you want a message of faith and a message of hope, and if you want to point to the real solutions, they are in the Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom this season we worship, in this season we celebrate and honor, and in our lives we do our very best to become like the Savior, Jesus Christ. In my opinion, that devotional last night that I watched gave me tremendous hope and comfort and strength, and I highly recommend it to you as well. With that, we'll call it a wrap. For Dr. Scott Bradley, Kirk Crosby, Sam Bushman, God save the Republic of the United States of America.